CIN is a precursor of invasive cancer, and if we treat CIN, we can prevent the patient getting invasive cancers. As I am privileged to work with the Christian Fellowship Community Health Center, where we have a cervical screening program in collaboration with the International Agency for Cancer Research, I feel I am privileged to talk on the efficacy of treatment of CIN in field condition in developing countries, which is my topic for today's discussion. There are different methods for treating CIN, ablative treatment techniques as well as excisional treatment techniques. Among the ablative treatment techniques, cryotherapy comes the first and foremost. The rest are electrocoagulation, cold coagulation, and laser ablation. Among the excisional treatment, loop electrosurgical excision procedure comes the topmost. Then comes laser excision, cold knife conization, and hysterectomy. Guiding principles of treatment. First is tackle the pathology effectively. That means in its entirety, we have to treat the CIN. In the linear as well as in the vertical dimensions of CIN has to be tackled. Second is surveillance of the treated patients. Now we see the indications for cryotherapy. All grades of CIN can be effectively managed by cryotherapy. One thing is lesion should be located on the ectocervix. If it extends into the endocervix, it should not be more than 2 millimeters. It should not have extensions onto the vagina. The probe should completely cover the lesion if cryotherapy to be effective. If it is extending beyond, it should not be more than 2 millimeters. There should not be any evidence of invasive cancers or glandular dysplasia. Lesion should be less than 75% on the transformation zone for the cryotherapy to be effective. Patient should not be pregnant. If patient is postpartum, 3 months after postpartum is the ideal time, and patient should not have her menstrual period during the time of procedure. CIN treat with the cryotherapy is the policy adopted in our program to achieve maximum compliance of screen positive women for diagnosis and treatment in one visit. Cryotherapy is a safe, effective, and acceptable procedure performed by trained nurses supervised by medical doctors in the field setting. Action of cryotherapy is by intracellular water crystallization. The setting for cryotherapy is shown here. The gas is provided in cylinder of 4 kg capacity in our field clinics, which will be sufficient for doing 3 or 4 cases. The neck of the gas cylinder, we have one silencer and a yoke. Yoke having one end, there is a tightening knob, and on the other side, the pressure gauge is attached. Gas conveying tube is attached to the inlet of the yoke. Distal end of the tube is connected to the cryo gun, which will be having a cryo tip. Ideal tip is a broad base with a conical end. The ideal pressure for the cryo is between 40 to 70 kg per centimeter square, where the needle will be indicating on the green zone. A stopwatch is also an accompaniment for the cryotherapy. Here we show the flowchart of the study procedures and results. We have 2,166 women aged 30 to 59 years with the colposcopic features of CIN and 347 women of the same age group with the colposcopic features of ectropion. So total 2,533 women were under this cryotherapy. Punch biopsy was done by nurses, double freeze cryotherapy by nurses in the field, of which 1,104 women, that is 43.5% with no CIN, about 1,397 women, that is 55.5% with the histology confirmed CIN. Among the 1,397, 1,026 women followed up at 6 months plus. The results are shown here as 824 women were in the NAD status, 179 women with CIN1, 16 women with CIN2 and 5 with CIN3 and 2 women with invasive cancer. Here the cure rates of cryotherapy from Dindigul project is shown. Mean follow-up up to 27 months. CIN1, about 924 patients were evaluated, out of which 752 were in NED status. CIN2, about 77 in number, and no evidence of disease was seen in 55. CIN3, about 25, and 17 were in NED status. So total of 1026, 824 remained in the NED status, which caused about 80.3%. Follow-up shows 179 in CIN1, 16 in CIN2, and 5 in CIN3, and 2 invasive cancers. Cure rate of cryotherapy from other state in India, Osmanabad district, Maharashtra. Here, they had a 30 months main follow-up. CIN1, 468. Among this, 451 were in NED status, that is 96.4%. And CIN2, 67, of which 55 were in NED. And CIN3, about 39, and 32 were in NED. So total 574 women, 538 remained in NED status, that is about 93.7%. Follow-up status showed CIN1, 18, CIN2, 8, and CIN3, 6, and invasive cancers, 4. Adverse events following cryotherapy among 2,094 women from both the district cervical screening program. Mild adverse event like mild pain noticed in 1.5%, vaginal discharge in 1.3%, mild bleeding 0.9%, fever 0.2%, cervicitis 1.1%, cramps 0.3%, vaginal freezing 0.1%. We had no severe adverse events in both the group. See and treat approach involving loop electrosurgical procedure for diagnosis and treatment of CIN in screen positive women for better compliance is a well accepted principle. But in our field, we are doing it in a slightly different way. We confirm the histopathology by biopsy in case of high grade CIN as well as persistent CIN, and call them for loop electrosurgical procedure to the base hospital. But in Maharashtra, they have started doing loop electrosurgical excision in the field setting. Now we'll see the criteria for loop. Biopsy proved high grade CIN or persistent CIN are usually taken for loop electrosurgical excision. Lesion on the cervix more than 75% on the transformation zone, and lesion involving endocervical canal. And if the patient is having glandular dysplasia or invasion suspected, we won't take up. And ideally speaking, the level 1 transformation zone has to be removed by loop electrosurgical procedure. LEAP outcome of treatment from Osmanabad district screening trial, India. CIN1 about 222, of which 196 remained NED over 1 to 3 years follow-up. CIN2 about 101, of which 86, that is 85%, remained NED. CIN3, about 99, of which 75 remained NED. So total of 422 women, 357 remained NED, that is about 85%. Follow-up showed 49 remained in CIN1, 2 in CIN2, and 11 in CIN3, and 3 invasive cancer. Dindigul District Screening Trial, LEAP outcome of treatment. Follow-up range was 27 months. CIN1 was 75, NED status in 68, CIN2 about 39, 35 remained NED, and CIN3 17 and 15 remained NED. So total of 131, 118 remained NED, that is about 90%. Follow-up showed 10 in CIN1, 1 in CIN2 and CIN3 2, no invasive cancers. Adverse event following LEAP in Indian studies among 529 patients. Mild adverse events of mild pain or cramps noted in 9.1%, mild bleeding 0.4%, vaginal discharge 0.7%, vaginal burns and cuts 0.4%. Severe adverse event was noted, that severe bleeding following the procedure which required hysterectomy, that caused 0.2%. So our conclusions are, adequately trained and medically supervised nurses can be used to deliver colposcopy, cryotherapy, and LEAP services. See and treat with cryotherapy is an acceptable, safe, and effective procedure for cervical cancer prevention in low-resource setting. Thank you.